Cheryl, Cheryl, Christine, Christiane, Jahani, Jahani. Date of birth is 10/30/62. Today is 9/11. This is a 61-year-old woman, recently seen in the emergency room in Irving, Texas, with neck pain, CT, MRI consistent with herniated disc, C5, C6, with disc bulging and spinal stenosis. Patient seen neurosurgeon who told her she's not a candidate for surgery and to proceed with ESI and physical therapy. PT is scheduled for today. ESI is scheduled for the 23rd. Meanwhile, she got Lortab from the emergency room plus Robaxin and Celebrex by neurosurgeon. She's avoiding anti-inflammatory because possible injection and antiplatelet activity of aspirin and non-steroidal anti-inflammatories, period. The paragraph was with some response, but patient is not a candidate for Lortab. We're going to put her on Tylenol number 3 and to follow her progress till she gets her ESI and the physical therapy is completed, and then reevaluate by neurosurgeon. Medical problem: no hypertension, no diabetes. Surgery: C-section times 6 gallbladder surgery. Review of system: neck pain, left arm pain, neuropathy, radiculopathy type symptoms. No hematemesis, hematochezia, seizure, convulsion. Family history: breast cancer and Parkinsonism with Lewy body dementia in her father. Mammogram up to date, colonoscopy up to date, lab work up to date per emergency room and per her chart. Let's see, review of system as above. An exam, 130 over 70, pulse 88, respirations 18, a febrile, heart positive, some positive, two lungs are clear, abdomen soft, next rigidity, skin shows no rise, there's tenderness noted about the C6, C7, and there's a radiculopathy type symptoms, but no significant weakness. Assessment, neck pain, number 2, radiculopathy, number 3, C5, C6, spinal stenosis, number 6, CMRI report, next number, CCT report, next number, PT to start today, next number, ESI on the 23rd of September, next number, Tramadol 50 milligram, number 31 every 6 hours, PRN for pain. Next number may take Tramadol with Celebrex and Flexeril and or Robaxin. Next number findings discussed with patient at length. Next number patient has been on a course of steroids in the past. Would not repeat that at this time because of fear of ADM. Thank you.